Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Eric Gallagher, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Before we get into the reflection today, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. So one of the awesome privileges I get in my life is to interview people who are desiring to be missionaries with their life. And I interview them for really a job for a summer where they are called to give their life to Jesus Christ. The people that I interview are often experiencing Jesus in a profound way in their prayer. And they know that he's doing things in their life, and they might need some direction or maybe some formation in how to do that. But it's very evident that God is asking them to follow him. So I was in one of these meetings, one of these interviews, and just talking with this young gal, and she was sharing just some of the struggles of, just some of the little things that the worldly things that she tends to just kind of hold on to. And I just opened up with this question to her to say, why not? What stops you from giving absolutely everything? What's preventing you from giving absolutely everything, offering your entire life to God? Is that what you want? And if so, what's stopping it? So I want to share the gospel today, because the gospel for today is just incredibly challenging. It's really that call to drop everything and to take a step on the outside of things and to truly recognize the call, the invitation that Jesus is giving us. So here's a reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" Now, as I've shared on this podcast before, I have a great love for St. Francis de Sales, who in his book, Introduction to Devout Life, starts by talking about this. What is a true devotion? He says there's only one true devotion. And he has a few pages in the introduction where he continually reinforces this idea of you can't be half in. You can't do some things right and then gossip. You can't pray a holy every day and then be a person that gossips and be devout. To be devoted is to be all in. This is an incredibly challenging invitation for us today. Jesus goes and he does this, And he calls and invites us to follow him to the cross. And I think it's incredibly fitting as we, you know, you make those plans for Lent. It's Ash Wednesday, the day after Ash Wednesday. And maybe you've set out and look back on the process of what you considered doing for Lent. What were the things that you compromised in being all in during this Lent? Why compromise those things? What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself? But whoever loses his life for my sake will save it. Take a look again one more time as we enter into this Lenten season with me. And challenge yourself to give everything. Practice this Lent, giving everything to Jesus Christ and following him to the cross so that we can gain life, true eternal life. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the invitation to be with you. We thank you for the invitation this day to follow you. And during this Lenten season, Lord, give us generous hearts, generous sacrificial hearts that seek to be with you, because we know, Lord, that there is nothing else of any value in this world than that which comes from you. So help us, Lord, to be bold this Lenten season, to recommit ourselves on this day to a suffering and a death with you in order to gain eternal life. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.